Good morning. Hope all of you had a blessed and grace-filled week. It was beautiful weather here in Central Florida, and we are certainly happy to be here. In our gospel lesson for the day, Jesus knew that he was being set up, but he was also knowledgeable of the Torah. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5, the command of love of God is part of the Shema. It is part of their teaching. It is part of their faith, and it's what they are called to do, which begins with a confession about the oneness of God. So Jesus responded to the lawyer by saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now, there's no point in us fooling ourselves this morning. Sometimes it is very difficult to love our neighbor. Sometimes people can be grumpy, not me or anything, but you know, don't ask the deacons that or anything, all right? But sometimes people can be irritable, grumpy, moody, and they are just hard to love. Sometimes it's hard to love our neighbor because they don't always see things the way that we do, and we get into a conversation with them and there can be tension. But yet we are still called to love our neighbor. Loving God and loving neighbor are inseparable. To love God is to love one's neighbor, and to love one's neighbor is to acknowledge that God is in your life. This was illustrated when Jesus was asked by another lawyer what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus responded with the same two commandments and followed up in response with a parable of the Good Samaritan. So how do we love? Where do we get the ability to love our neighbor, to love others, and to love strangers? We get that ability with our heart. We love with our heart. We love with our soul, and we love with our being. Scripture says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart is also." St. Augustine said, "Our heart is restless until it rests in God." And the reason why our heart is restless is because without God, there is a big hole. There is something missing, and our souls are not being fed, and they're not being quenched of thirst unless we rest our hearts and our souls into God. So what are your treasures? Here is a definition of treasure. When your mind is empty, when you are daydreaming, when you are sitting in your living room and nothing is on TV, you are standing before the kitchen sink, the last thing before falling asleep, where does your mind go? Where does your mind go? I hope your mind goes toward God. I hope your mind goes toward prayer, praying for people who are in need, no matter what that need may be, praying for the church here of St. George, praying for the Holy Spirit to wash over you, praying for God and the grace of God to be upon you in every step that you take. That is your treasure. It is your first priority, your interest, the center of your energy and attention. Will love of God and the strangers called neighbors be at the top of your list? Maybe or maybe not. Where does your heart turn to most of the time? That is your treasure. In order to love, we must trust. We must trust that love of God. We must trust that the Holy Spirit is with us. And we give all that to others. and that we believe it will make a difference. We can't control what others do. There's no way that we can control what others do. People are going to do, feel, and think the way they are. We can only give love and prayer for them and pray that they see the path and the light of God illuminate in their lives. The love that Jesus is talking here cost him his own life. He died on the cross. He died on the cross because he loved you and I. He loved the hope that God breathed the Holy Spirit into us. He loved us enough that he died on the cross so that we would bring promise to the kingdom of God and that God's kingdom would flourish through us. So this is a love beyond mere sentimentality or emotion. But it is a life-giving love that Christ gave to us. Jesus teaches about the form of love that in Greek is called agape. This is a self-giving love, a self-emptying love, giving all that Jesus had for you and me because God wants us to be with him in heaven. It's more concerned about the other person, more concerned about the other person than oneself. Agape love starts with God and God's love for us. You cannot have agape love separate from our Lord. With this love of God, God's love for me, I can then begin to see other people as God sees them, created in the image of God with a lot of hope for the future. I could even begin to see myself as God sees me, as a person who is loved. From this experience, I reach out in love to others with the love that begins in the very life and nature of God. Agape love is a decision, an act of the will. It is a decision to see others as God sees them. That each of us, as it says in our collect for today, that God will increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. What a difference the world would be if we all would love others in the way God had intended. We have seen a lot of violence in the last month, not only in Israel and in Gaza, but also over in Ukraine and other parts of the world. And we pray for God's intervention. We pray that God will intervene with the leaders of this country and stop the killing, stop the violence, and that people will see that it is really by the love of God and cooperation and being together with one another that the world will exist in peace and harmony. It's only through our devotion and belief in God does our neighbor become a neighbor rather than an infringement upon our autonomy and time. And that only in and through God does service become possible. God's love happens when we put our self-interest aside and trust that God is in charge and cares for all. God's love is a love over the law because we are willing to go against the status quo and we are dared to be different because we are disciples of our Lord. So as you leave this building today, as you leave the church and go beyond the doors, know that you are entering the mission field, a place that is hungry and thirsty for the love, peace, kindness, trust, and charity of God. Be willing to share that love of God that is in your heart and soul with others, no matter what that might look like, and know that the grace of God is with you. Amen.